It's the morning mashup on Magic 89.9, and I'm joined by Osha Gunsberg from The Masked Singer Australia. It's back on Sunday from 7:30 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. Osha, thank you so much for joining the morning mashup today.
Hi, it's great to be here, and I'm grateful that you can join me as I empty our dishwasher. Normally my eldest job to do that, but she managed to go to work without doing it today. So under the bus with you, G.
Well, let's move away from dishwasher and let's go back to The Masked Singer. And you're in the fourth.
Do we have to? Because I'm trying to figure out the important thing, and which is why the plastic's wetter when I take them out of the dishwasher than when I put them in. I don't understand. Anybody got any answers? Oh, yeah, Masked Singer's back. But let's talk about the plastics and the dishwasher. I don't understand. Yeah, Masked Singer's back on Sunday. It's going to be super fun.
I know. Let's put it out to the EP. You know, do you know any dishwasher etiquette, that sort of thing? You know, let us know. Four seasons.
I never pack it right. I'll tell you that. Like, I'll pack it, and then my wife will be like, "Ugh."
Well, let's.
Sorry, honey.
Well, let's just go back to The Masked Singer. Four seasons in, and it's premiering Sunday on 10 and 10 Play. Now, with four seasons down, are you still getting starstruck with some of these celebrities that come on the show?
Every single time I see the head come off and my brain just melts because I know nothing about who's under there. I know less than you when I do the show because I don't see the clues of where. When they start the clue packages rolling in the studio, I have to jump out of the way so the crew can build the set. When they sing, I can't stand near the PA, so I can't hear their voices properly. And when the head comes off, I'm like, do you put the baby bowls in the top rack or the bottom rack of your dishwasher? That's what all the questions I want to ask.
Well, how secretive is it on set? I mean, what are some of the protocols that are put in place?
I can't reveal that, but I can tell you that the people who do our security... they have the kind of tattoos that tell you, oh, you have been to parts of the world where no person from a democracy gets a visa to go to.
Oh, really?
And you have, oh, mate, we've got all like ex-special forces, ex-TR, like this is what these guys do for a living.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's like total, they are the top of the game.
That and shows you just incredible. The security. I mean, you don't want to be breaking into the studio, like, you know, you'll be...
No. They've got bug sweepers and they've got all kinds of things. They check the listening devices. They, you know, check the top rack to make sure there's no delicates in there. They got all kinds of things.
Oh, goodness me. Well, there's a lot of masks on The Masked Singer, obviously, and there's a whole bunch of new ones. It's been designed by an Oscar, BAFTA, Tony Award-winning costume designer, and there's some very interesting ones. There's
Not a Logie,
I know.
Come on, Logie, just one. Can't we have just one Logie? Just one. No, Tim Chappell's so amazing, mate. He's so good that American Nickin, like, they loved what we were doing so much, they called it up and said, okay, you're coming over here, you're doing our masks. So when you watch the new season of The Masked Singer in the States, you're watching our Tim Chappell's masks on stage. Pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. And it's a bit of a cliche question, but do you have a favourite for this year? I mean, there's the thong, there's the tiger, the mirror ball.
Do I have a favourite? I'm going to say Rooster.
Rooster?
He's a real, real cocky plucker. He really is. And some of them really embody what it is to be the mask. They let go of who they are and they become the mask. And I stand next to Rooster and the panel are talking, guessing who it is. And he's next to me going, and I'm trying not to lose it. It's hilarious.
You know, there's a lot of rumours going on online at the moment about who are behind the masks. I mean, you know, the Daily Mail especially, you know, Grant Denyer, Melody Thornton from the Pussycat Dolls, Baby Spice. Is there any truth to any of those rumours?
I don't know if I'd associate that publication with the word truth, so maybe not.
Well, fair enough. But what about if I, you know, gave you $50? It'd just be me, you, and all of the EP.
50?
Yeah, well...
Can you pop some zeros on the end? Because I'm going to need to cover my mortgage and school fees for the next 10 years. Because if I told anyone anything, I'd lose all of that. If you put a couple of zeros on the end, maybe we can talk.
That's fair enough. Also, you know, is there any voices that, you know, people will go, that's just insane, like in the first episode?
Thing is, they change their voices because some of our singers over the years past, if you remember, the person that won last year, Vampire,
yep.
Vampire changed their voice really intensely in the first couple of episodes, so we couldn't really guess who they were because they have quite a distinctive voice. And surely 3 or 4 episodes in, you start to go, ah, that might be. such and such. But yeah, that sort of thing is absolutely happening. So there's some huge voices, mate. Huge.
Wow. Well, I can't wait for it. The Masked Singer's back at this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. Osher Ginsberg, thank you so much for joining the Morning Matchup today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Be a part of it, buddy.
Thank you so much.